Good tovach, everybody. Good morning. Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah in Or HaChaim begins with Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, and the Ramah in the very first Sif quotes a story from the Or Zeruah that in one community in Europe on Shabbos morning they daven Shachris, and then they were about to start learning Kriyas HaTorah, and some kind of a machloikis developed. And they never got to learn. They were fighting a whole day long. They never got to learn Kriyas HaTorah the whole day on Shabbos. So the Or Zeruah quotes that the one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Or Zeruah was the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos. The Or Zeruah was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Mordechai, Nogos Maimoni, the end of the Tkufa of the Balei HaTosfos. So he quotes that one of the Balei HaTosfos said that next Shabbos they should learn last week's Sedra and this week's Sedra. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Agroa always gives Mar Mekaymus. So the Mar Mokam that he gives is the, for this Psak, is the Gemara in Brachas, that if a person forgot, for some reason or another, forgot to daven Shachris, so he should daven Mincha twice. He should daven first Shemana Esrei for Mincha, and then the second Shemana Esrei, Tashlomen for Shachris. So it's based on the idea of Tashlomen. So it's based on that Bir Agroz Mara Mokam that the Mishnah Brura says, that he gets the impression from the Gro that you only make up Tashlumin if you missed 1 week. If, let's say, last week was Parshas Vayikra, and there was a Machlokes and Shul, we didn't get to lane it, so next week we lane Vayikra and Tzav. But if you missed 10 weeks in a row, and then you're going to wake up later on, so you don't have to make tashlumin, just like by davening, you don't have to make tashlumin for all the different tefillahs, just the last tefillah. That's how we paskin. So to over here, the Mishnah Berurah is medayik from the Bir HaGro. The Gro himself, the Bir HaGro on Shulchan Aruch wasn't only intended to give Mar Mekaymus. It was written by the Gro before he was 40 years old. And later in life, he himself was once imprisoned by the Goyish government, and when he got out of prison, he had missed Kriyas HaTorah a few weeks in a row, and he gathered together a minion, and they laid for him all the sedras that he missed. So either the diuk is incorrect, either the diuk that the Mishnah Berurah made from the Bir HaGro is incorrect, or that the Gro changed his mind, or the Bir HaGro was only intended as Mar Mekaymus. Doesn't necessarily mean... Every so often we know that the Bir HaGro gives a Mar Mokam, and we know that he himself didn't pass him like that. Okay, the Magen Avraham on that Sif and Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Aleph quotes from the Maharam Mintz. You have to have in mind the Maharam Mintz didn't have an Or Zeruah. Maharam Mintz only had the Aguda. Aguda was the Talmud of the Rosh. The Aguda, which quotes Bekitzer, this story from the Or Zeruah. So he was the Aguda is Mekatzerit so much, and the Mar Mintz said he gets the impression that you're only laying one Sedra. And let's say if you missed Emor, the people missed Parshas Emor, and then next week is Bar B'chu Kaisai. So we never laying three Sedras, that's a Tircha de Tzibur, so you don't have to lay that. And if you missed, let's say, B'chu Kaisai, and this week is Bamidbar, it's a different chumash. This is Vayikra, and this is Bamid, but two different chumashim. So you don't do tashlumen, and when you do the tashlumen, you make it like mechubarim, like Bahar B'chug Kaisa, you can lay mechubarim, and our minig is that we're mechaba with Revi. You give 3.5 aliyahs in the first sedra, 3.5 aliyahs in the second sedra. So let's say if you missed Bamidbar, you want to make up on Nasai. So you're laying by midbar nasa like mechubar. So this is the Mishnah Brewer quotes this when the Maharam Mintz quoted by the Magen Avraham, because the Maharam Mintz didn't have the whole Or Zeruah in front of him. He was quoting from the Aguda on Maseches Megillah. Also based on the way the story is presented in the Or Zeruah, so the Rabbi Avraham Zalman Margolius was a successful businessman abroad in the early 1800s, and he and his brother wrote the Shari Tshuva next to the Be'er Heitev on Or HaChaim. That's why the Stechemin writes he couldn't figure out, there was a mystery by him, he couldn't understand. Sometimes in the Shari Tshuva next to the Be'er Heitev, sometimes he says, look what I wrote in my Sefer Shari Ephraim, sometimes he writes, look what my brother wrote in his Sefer Shar Ephraim. So which is it? So he finally got an Orach Chaim with Sharblat, the Shulchan Aruch that he had was missing the title page. When he finally got a different, better copy that had a title page, so he saw it says Shara Tshuva was written by the two brothers, by Rav Chaim Zalman Margolis and his brother. So Rav Chaim Zalman Margolis wrote Tshuva, Space Ephraim, and he wrote the Sefer Mate Ephraim, on Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Every page in the Mishnah Berurah, he in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, will always quote from the Mate Ephraim, and he put out the Sefer Shara Ephraim. He says it's most embarrassing when a rabbi, when they find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, and the rabbi on the shul has to give a quick psak what to do, whether you finish the learning, you take another Sefer Torah, how do you arrange it? So that's what motivated him to write the whole Sefer, the Shara Ephraim and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. But once he wrote about that, so he wrote about all the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. So when the Shara Ephraim quotes this din, he writes an original chiddush, he thinks that it only applies if the tzibur was together in shul on Shabbos morning, and they went ischaivu in Kriyas HaTorah, and they didn't lay. But let's say there was a snowstorm, or there was the government didn't allow anyone to walk in the street, so the shuls were closed down, so the tzibur never gathered together on Shabbos morning. So Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis assumes, number one, that Kriyas HaTorah is only a chayvus HaTzibur, not a chayvus HaYochid. So Leitchik used to say that this was a big machloikis between his two grandfathers. His grandfather, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, was of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvus HaYochid. Every Yochid has a chayv to hear Kriyas HaTorah, but it can only be fulfilled with Tzibur. So a lot of times when Rabbi Chaim would be traveling to different cities to attend meetings of Rabbanim on Sarchi Tzibur matters, so he would miss Kriyas HaTorah in the morning because he would be traveling. He would be davening b'yechidus, but he would be careful to put together a minyan. A lot of times on Monday afternoon, a Thursday afternoon, he would always try to get a whole group of other people who hadn't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah, they would learn together. Rabbi Chaim held that Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvus hayochid, which can only be fulfilled with tzibur. And Rabbi Soloveitchik's other grandfather, Adolya Feinstein, that was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's uncle, and Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Soloveitchik's mother were first cousins. Her maiden name was Feinstein. So his other grandfather, as a young child, he said he only visited Rav Chaim a few times. And on one occasion, he spent, in his youth, he spent an awful lot of time learning with his grandfather, Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein, who was the rabbi in Perusian. So he, on one occasion, when he was going to go to visit the other grandfather, Rav Chaim, so his grandfather, Rabbi Eliyahu Perusianer, showed him the Ramban and the Malchamas in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, on the bottom of the Rif, where the Ramban writes explicitly, to explain a Mishnah Megillah that Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chayvus HaYochid, it's a Chayvus HaTzibur. So he said, when you're going to visit the Zayde Rav Chaim, go show him this Ramban. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that Ramban and the Bir Halacha to prove that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibur. So the Shari Ephraim and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah writes like that. He said, if the Minyan didn't gather together on Shabbos morning, they were never in Schaif to hear Kriyas HaTorah on that Parsha, so they're not Mechiv to make Tashlomen. If the minyan, the story in Maisu Shehoya and the Azura was that the minyan did gather together and they became nischayiv, they daven shachris together, they became obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and then some kind of machlokes broke out and they weren't able to lane. So therefore they had to make tashlum in the next week. But if the minyan didn't gather at all, then there wouldn't be any chiyiv at all. So that's a question over here. Do we have... There were so many weeks that Binyanim didn't gather. So do we have an obligation to make Tashlumin for all the Kriyas that we missed? So the Vilna Goyen himself, even though he was the only one who was imprisoned, all the other people did hear Kriyas HaTorah. He felt bad. He organized a minyan, and they made up all the Kriyas that he missed. And the Chazon Ish also on one occasion didn't feel well a couple of weeks in a row. He gathered together a minyan, and they laid more than two sedras for him. The whole reason why you only learned two sedras is because Tircha de Tzibur, they got a group of people who were willing to listen to many sedras for him, to do him a favor. So the Shadas Halacha L'maisa Hadi Pasch. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Maram, Chuvas Maram Mintz, but he says many Achronim disagree. And many Achronim disagree. So it's a Shaila Halacha L'maisa. So strictly speaking, Yikra Din, probably for the Balabatim in the Shul, the Pashta says, you're not Mechuyiv to make up all that Tashlumin. Pashta said, you come on and make Tashlumin from the last Shabbos. That's the Magen Avraham on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says like that. So I don't think the Balabatim are Mechuyiv. It's done in the Yeshivas. They'll be Machma like the Gro and like the Chazanish to make up all the sedges, but the shaila is how do you arrange that? So if there would have been a minyan that gathered together on Shabbos Vayikra and they didn't lane, and then on Tzav they're gonna lane, then we will lane it together like one sedra mechubarim, and we would be mechaber the two sedras with Revi. That's another idea. That the Taz and Siman Resh Pei Beis is the Siman and Hilchas Shabbos about Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning. So the Taz writes over there, he quotes from the earlier Achrayim that whenever you lank two sedras mechubarim, we shouldn't be mechabed one sedra with more aliyas than the other. We should, the sedras are not going to feel insulted, but we should practice on the sedras. Then when you have two prominent people, you shouldn't give one more kovod than the other, not to slight the one over the other. You should give everyone equal kovod. So there's a machlokes, the Taz and the Lavush, exactly how to give equal cover to the two sedras. So the Taz says the main thing is the Zayin Kruim, the seven aliyas. If Yeshul always makes isophis, they always give, every Shabbos they give 10 aliyas, they make three isophis. So you don't have to worry, you don't have to give five and five, you just give four and a half and four and a half. You can give many more aliyas on the second sedra. That's the common practice based on the Taz, and the Taz quotes the Levusha, disagrees. He says the Gabbai has to make up his mind in advance how many aliyas he's going to give, and he should give equally, divide equally between the first sedra and the second sedra. So Leitchik said that he once attended a meeting, there was a Shabbaton, the Agudas Rabbanim of America had a Shabbaton in a hotel, and his father was there, and it was Mechuborim, they were learning two sedras. So his father sent him to the Gabbai to tell the Gabbai that the correct practice is when you have Mechuborim, you shouldn't make any Hoysophis, so you don't get involved in the Machloikas between the Taz and the Levush. If you give only seven Aliyahs, so you're going to give three and a half and three and a half. You give equal Aliyahs. So if the case would be that the tzibur gathered together on Shabbos, last Shabbos, and just didn't lane, and then everyone agrees that you apply this psak from the Balei HaTesis that appears in the Oros HaRuah, so then you would be mechaber with Revi. Fine. But since the tzibur didn't gather together at all, so the Shari Ephraim thinks that you're not mechaber to make that shlomen at all in such a situation. So then, if you're going to give three and a half aliyahs in last week's sedra, then it could be that you're not learning anything that you have to learn today. So that's really a problem. The din is you can make hoysophis. The Mishnah says that, and Mishnah Megillah says, on Shabbos you give, on Yom Tov you give five aliyahs, on Yom Kippur you give six aliyahs, and on Shabbos you give seven aliyahs. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Yom Kippur gets seven aliyahs, Shabbos gets six aliyahs, and we pass on the Rabbi Shmuel. That Shabbos you give seven aliyahs, Yom Kippur you give six aliyahs. Then the Mishnah says, on the weekdays you don't make hoysophis because people have to go to work. On Shabbos you're allowed to make hoysophis. What about Yom Tov and Yom Kippur? So the Ran is of the opinion that only Shabbos is on top. Shabbos has seven aliyahs. If you're going to make hoysophis on Yom Tov, you're going to give Yom Tov the chashivas. Like Yom Kippur, you're going to make Hoysophis on Yom Kippur, give Yom Kippur the Chashivas like Shabbos, that's not proper. You can only make Hoysophis on Shabbos. So the Chatchila we machna like that, that's the common practice, except once a year, we make a ton of Hoysophis on Simchas Torah and Yikra Din, Yom Tov, there are only five aliyahs, and we give 100 aliyahs. Everybody in the men's section gets an aliyah, even the children before Bar Mitzvah get aliyahs. So that demonstrates we really hold Yikra Din like the Tosfos. Tosfos holds that on the weekdays you're not allowed to make hoysophis because people have to go to Bitl Melocha, Mishim Bitl Melocha, they have to go to work. So you can't hold the people in shul longer than three aliyahs. Even a tiny sibur, you don't make hoysophis. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, where there's not, no one's going to work, so then you're allowed to make hoysophis. And in fact, the Rabbi Natam and the Tosfos and Megillah and the Av Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is quoted as saying that we always make Hoysofer. Every Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur, we always make Hoysofer. Because the Gemara there, Megillah, has a machlokes ha-maraim, where the mafter is over the minyan ha-kruim or not. When we say that on Yom Tov there are 5 aliyahs, and Yom Kippur there are 6, and Shabbos there are 7 aliyahs, this means 7 aliyahs including mafter, or 7 aliyahs separately excluding mafter. So we have a contradiction. On Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, we give 5, 6, 7 aliyahs aside in addition to the mafter. And on a Taina Sibah, we give 3 aliyahs, including the mafter. So it's a contradiction. So there's a machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Meshulam, how to understand this contradiction. So generally accepted like the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos and Megillah, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Yikar Adin, mafter is ola l'minyan akruim. But Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, you're permitted to make Hoysofer, not like the Ran. You're permitted to make Hoysofer. So why not make Hoysofer and satisfy the other opinion in the Gemara? In the days of the Amoraim, there was a machlokes, even though the Maskana, we seem to Paskin, it's unclear in the Gemara. The Rabbi Meshulam holds the reverse. The Mikra did we Paskin them after was not Oyla the Miyakruim. But the Rabbi Natama understood that the Maskana Sahalocha is the Mafter is included in the Miyakruim. So, but we make Oysofer, we make Mafter a separate Aliyah. So that's why our, so Tosis goes ahead to explain, that's why our practice is that after we already finished all the Zayin Kruim, we say Chatzi Kaddish, and then we lay again an Aliyah for the Maftir, and then he lays a Haftorah. Every time you do that, you're making a Hoysofer. Whenever you're giving, you already gave 5 aliyahs on Yom Tov, then you say Chatzi Kaddish, then you're going to lay, that's already Hoysofer, you're giving a 6th aliyah. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. if the practice would be that you would only give 7 aliyahs on Shabbos and the 7th aliyah would be the maftir, then you wouldn't say Chatzi Kaddish in between the Zayin Kruim and the maftir, because the Magen Avraham explains, because the Gemara, Tosfos says it, and the Magen Avraham explains it, because the Gemara has a lashon on that daf, ha-maftir ba-novi, tzorach shi'ikra ba-torah tchila, the one who has to learn the haftorah has to have some kriya from the Sefer Torah also. Otherwise, people will get the mistaken impression that laning from the Navi is just as important as laning from the Chumash. The first people had aliyahs from the Chumash, and the Baal HaFtayra is going to have an aliyah from the Navi. So we have to show no. Everybody gets an aliyah from the Chumash, from the Sefer Torah, and then the Navi is a lower level of Kisra Kodesh. Chumash Torah are more important. So if you'll say Chatzi Kaddish in between the 7th aliyah and the haftarah, so then the Magen Avraham is mitaken from the word tchila. Mafta banam tzach shik b'atara tchila. Tchila means immediately before, without any pausing. If you're going to have a major hapsoke, then people will have the mistaken impression that the kriya from the Navi is just as important as kriya from the Sefer Torah. Do we ever do that? Do we ever give only 7 aliyahs? And Shulchan Aruch says, if you find a mistake in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you wrap up that aliyah. It's also different opinions exactly how you finish that aliyah as soon as you can. And then you put away the Sefer Torah, take out another Sefer Torah, and you continue till the end of the Sefer. What happens if they find a mistake in the last aliyah? I remember once in Yeshiva many years ago when I was single, they found a mistake in Parshas Vayikra. There was a misspelling in the end of Parshas Vayikra in Shvi. The Gabbai had already notified someone he's going to get maftir. And by the one who got Shvi, they found the mistake and they had to finish mamish till they couldn't stop till they finished the end of the whole Kriyas HaTorah. So the Shulchan Aruch says in such a case, you don't put back the Sefer Torah, take out another Sefer Torah in order to make a Hoysofer. You don't do that. So you let the maftir be, you let the Shvi be the maftir. And in such a situation, you don't say the Chatzi Kaddish after the Shvi, because the one who got Shvi is going to be the Maftir. So he says the Haftorah, and after he finishes the Brochas, after the Haftorah, so then he said the Chatzi Kaddish. Chatzi Kaddish is a Kaddish HaMapsik, in between one unit of davening and the other. Take, for example, we say Pesuk HaRezimah, then you have the Chatzi Kaddish before Borchu, because Kriya Shema B'Yechaseh is a separate unit. Then by Shachris, we want to have Smichus Gula L'Tvila, So you don't have a hafsok in between avchati kadosh. By Ma'ariv, we're not that makbid about smichas gula letfila. However, you understand that Taisus in the beginning of brachas. So we say chati kadosh in between the brachas kriya shma and the shma nesrei again, because you have a separate unit. Kriya shma bichas says one unit, then tefila is another unit, and then after you finish the kriya sator, and then you continue with the davening. So you say chati kadosh. So the minig used to be that on a tainis tzibut the mincha, when you're laying kriyas haTorah, the minig used to be that the one who got shlishi was the maftir and used to say chati kadosh. Rabbi Kevega, I think, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch writes, he was mevatel the minig because of this Magen Avraham. If you say kadosh in between chati kadosh in between shlishi and the haftorah, so then it's a violation of tchila hamafta banam tzerach shikah baTorah tchila. The problem is, the big problem is on Tisha B'Av in the morning by Shachris, we say, we give three aliyahs and you have a haftarah. And there in all the Siddurim, it has printed that you do say Chatzi Kaddish. So why is it different from Tisha B'Av in the afternoon by Mincha, and every other Taina Sibur, that you say for the haftarah, Dir Shashem Dihimotso, and you don't say the Chatzi Kaddish because without any hafsoka. In the last 10 years, they started a new minig all over the world that they say the Mishaberach for the Chayalim and for the Medina and for all the different Cholim in between the Maftir and the Haftarah. So I think it's not proper. I think it's a minig betoyes. More correct, you want to say it during Kriyas HaTorah. More correct to say after Kriyas HaTorah. It shouldn't be mafsik in the middle, but if you want to say in the middle, you don't say it then, in between the maftir and the haftarah. Now that the government is easing up on the restrictions of people getting together, so in some communities, they're having minyanim outside in the street where there's more fresh air, so there's less of a concern of transmitting disease one person to the other. And instead of having two gaboim and a balkoire and the oil la Torah, you have four people standing right next to each other. How big? There's no dalarama separation in between one person and the other. So they're going to have one person take out the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh. He's going to get all the seven aliyahs in those places where they're going to have Kriyas HaTorah. He'll get all the seven aliyahs and he'll say the Haftorah. And then he'll do Hakben Galila and he'll do Hachnosa also. In the Gemara, there's such a tosefta that if no one in the shul knows in the days of the Gemara, each person that got an aliyah would lay in his own aliyah, and we say their own brachas. And the institution that we have now, having a balkari, the balkari lanes for everybody, that was instituted apparently later in the days of the Gaonim. By the time the Balei HaTosis came along, there already was such an institution. And Tosis explains why did they start that? Kadei shelo levayesh es mishena yadeya. Because the Mishnah Bikurim says when the farmers would bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, so each person had to say Arami Avid Avi. So they weren't allowed to have a chart with Arami Avid Avi. You're not allowed to write less than a Sefer Sholem. So they would have Arami Avid Avi and Rosh Tevis. Aleph, 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 Arami Avid Avi, Vayerib Mitzrayim, Vav Men. Okay, so the first pasuk, not bad. Then how do you figure out the rest of the Rosh Tevis? You have to know. So some of the people, all the farmers would stand on line, and the first farmer would bring his bikurim and recite Arami Abu Dhabi, the first couple of farmers. Then the next farmer did not know how to figure out the Rosh Davis, but they had to say it with him, that he should either be Yotze with Shemer Kaina, or he said word for word after them. So the Mishnah Bikurim says, Nimnu Milahavi, the farmer stopped bringing the bikurim. I should travel 5 hours from the Golan to bring my Bikurim in order to be humiliated in the Beis HaMikdash in front of everybody. The first couple of people online know how to say Arami Avodah, they can figure out the Rosh Tevis and I can't figure it out. So they start bringing Bikurim. So the Mishnah says in Bikurim, they don't allow anybody to say his own Arami Avodah, Kadei Shelo Levayesh, it's Mishen Yodeh. So that's why we have this institution, that's what they said. We have this practice, we have a Balkari lanes for everybody. So that's a big question. How does it work? The Oyla LaTorah says the Brach and the Balkari does the laning. The Oyla LaTorah is supposed to lane. So it's based on Shemei Kaina. Which direction? Which direction? Yotze Moitzi. Which direction? So we assume that the Balkari is Moitzi, the Oyla LaTorah with the laning. So it's considered as if the Oyla LaTorah said the Brach and he laned. Other Achronim hold the reverse, that really the Baal Korei got all the seven Aliyahs, and the Olal HaTorah, when Mechaber him, he should be Moitzi, the Baal Korei, with the Brachas. So that's why some of the Achronim say that Bizman HaZeh, that we have the practice, we have a Baal Korei lane for everybody. It doesn't make sense to make a Sofas. What do you mean? The Baal Korei got already seven Aliyahs. So what should you give him eight Aliyahs? If his mana gemara that the Olal HaTorah would lane his own, so you want to be mechaben, more people should share in the Kriyas HaTorah. So you give eight people, 10 people, 15 people. Instead of seven, you give 15 aliyahs, fine. But the way we have it, that the Olal HaTorah says the bracha to be moitzi, the Baal Korei, means the Baal Korei got all the seven aliyahs. So why shouldn't you make yourself? So that's such an opinion. There was manazeh that we have this practice, this institution from the days of the Gaonim, that we have a Baal Korei and he lanes everything. So really, he really got all the seven aliyahs. So you shouldn't make any myself. So we don't follow that opinion. We assume that the Olal HaTorah is moitzi the Baal Korei is moitzi the Olal HaTorah with the kriya. So really, everyone, seven people got seven aliyahs, and the Baal Korei was much to them, but the Kriya is considered as if Shemei Kaina, as if they lane themselves. Yeah, but if you're going to have now, because of the concern of transmitting the sickness, so we're not going to have Gaboim. Really, the din requires you're supposed to have a Gabai next to the Baal Korei. So if we're not going to have Gaboim standing nearby, and the Baal Korei is going to take all the seven aliyahs, say bracha before and after every aliyah. So that's not right to make any Hoysafis. He's going to get seven. And then the Shvi will be the Maftir. So then, if the Shvi is the Maftir, then he shouldn't say the Chatzi Kaddish till after all the Birchas Haftorah at the end. There's really different opinions in the Poskim, whether it makes sense that you say you're Mukhif to lane. A friend of mine told me a month ago, they're going to lane 3.5 hours yesterday. They were going to lane 10 Sedras, everything that they missed. And it's going to be one Baal Korei. It's going to lane everything. So that's really a question. According to the Vilna Gaon and the Chazon Ish, maybe Taki Mukhifta, the simple reading of the Oz HaRuah. When you read the long psak in the Oz HaRuah, it sounds like you have to make up all the Sedras. But the way the Magen Avraham quoted from the Maharam, the Maharam Mintz, who didn't have the Oz HaRuah, he just had the abridged version in the in the Aguda on Mordechai, on Amasechus Megillah, so could be that you're really not mechuyev to lane all that. So, if you give, let's say on Shabbos, you give seven aliyahs, then you want to make a haysofer. The Mishnah says you're allowed to make haysofers. The haysofers, there are two kinds of haysofers. You can take the sedra, instead of giving seven aliyahs, you can divide it into 15 aliyahs. That's one kind of haysofer. And everybody says a bracha. Then there's another haysofer. You can give seven aliyahs in the sedra, and then take out another sefer Torah and lay more if you want. Okay, you can do that. But it's not right to make haysofers before you started to lay in Gansen. So if you're going to lay 3.5 aliyahs in last week's sedra, and 3.5, let's say you only missed 1 week, or you missed 10 weeks, and you're going to lay 10 sedras, you're going to lay 11 sedras, let's say, 10 that you missed, and one from today. So you're going to learn so many sedras. If you're going to give a whole bunch of aliyahs in the other sedras, it could be that you're making haysofis before you even began to learn. So that we don't do. We make haysofis after we already learned. So on Shmini Atzeres, there were two girsas in the Gemara in the end of Megillah. When the Gemara tells you what you have to learn on the Yom Tovim, so on Shabbos Chalamoy Pesach and on Shabbos Chalamoy Tzukas, Elaine from Parshas Re'eh, the Parshas Hamoados in Re'eh. So on Shabbos, On Shvi Shal Pesach, on Shvi Shal Pesach, and on Shmini Atzeres, Elaine Kol Abchor. So if Shvi Shal Pesach, Shalach Bucher, what do you learn? Shalach Bucher. So you lane Kol Abchor on the last day of Pesach. Achron Shal Pesach, you lane Kol Abchor. So if Achron Shal Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then you start from Aser to Aser, because Kalapur till the end is not enough psukim to give seven aliyahs. So if Shvi Shal Pesach falls on a Shabbos, you have to make seven aliyahs. You have to start from Aser De'aser. But if it falls at Bechol, then you only have to give five aliyahs. So you start from Kalapur. What about Shemini Atzeres? So there are two girsas there in Rashi. What is the kriya? So one girsa has it the same as Shvi Shal Pesach, same as the last day Pesach. If it's Chal B'chol, you start from Kol HaBchor. If it's Chal B'Shabbos, you need seven aliyahs, you start from Aser Tias. The other gear says no, that since Sukkot is Chag HaAsif, Tufas HaShana, that's when you gather in all the Tvua, and that's when you're going to be Mafresh Shemus HaMaisa. So it's a good idea always, even if Shemini Atzeres is Chal B'chol, and you don't need seven aliyahs, and there are enough Sukkot from Kol HaBchor to the end to give five aliyahs, but still, the other gears in the Gemara was they start from Aser Teas. So in a lot of the Sidurim they have printed to satisfy the both opinions, the two gears and the Gemara and the Yad Megillah. So the Kohen starts laying on Shmini Atzeres, Aser Teaser, and you lay everything till you get into the first Ali, into Kol HaBchor. So whatever you lay until Kol HaBchor was a question whether that belongs today. So it'll be Aisafa. So you lay extra, it's Aisafa. But if you're gonna stop from Aser Teaser till Kol HaBchor is longer than the whole Kriya from Kol HaBchor to the end. So if you're gonna give Aliyah, break this up, so then it's gonna come out that maybe a lane with bracha is something that you're not mechuyif to lane today. So that's why many shuls they have in the meaning the Kohen gets the first Aliyah on Shmini Atzeres and he lanes the whole Aser Teaser when it's Chal B'chol. When it's Chal B'Shabbos, so you start from Aser Teaser, so you give seven aliyahs. When Shmini Atzeres Chal B'chol, so then many shuls are makbid, the Kohen lanes from Aser Teaser till the first aliyah into Kol HaBchor. Many Acham Avadia quotes this from earlier poskim that they recommend like that, that if the Tzibur missed Kriyas HaTorah because there was a snowstorm or something, or there was flooding and nobody should have been shul. It's impossible whether you or not in such a case, so to make sure that you're giving an aliyah, saying a bracha of an aliyah today, so you should learn the whole seder from last week, or from this 10 weeks, or learn everything into the Kriyas HaTorah from this Shabbos. That's quite a tircha. I didn't call my friend to take 2 hours for the Kriyas HaTorah yesterday. They missed. I think it said from Vayikra Ana, Tzavan. They're going to learn all the sedras that they missed. And the Kohen is going to get the first Aliyah till Shani into Bahar Bukh Kaisa. That's quite a long thing. In other shuls, you can't blame the Balabatim if they don't want to stay with the Kohen of 3 hours. What might be a suggestion is the following. Yesterday, the government already eased up in certain areas, they eased up on the restrictions. And they'd allow outside minyanim and the fresh air, which is going to be staying apart from each other and only 12 people. So if you have such a minyan, so yesterday they lain b'har b'chol kosa shayn genuk. You don't want to lain more than 2 sedras. The Magen Avraham quotes Aramin said you don't lain more than 2 sedras. But let's say next week when you lain b'midbar. So if the tzibur wants to, they can make all the tashlum in a little bit at a time. So let's say they can give seven aliyahs in Parshas Bamidbar, then they can make a hosafah in laying Parshas Tzav that they missed, and then on Parshas Nasa they can give 7 aliyahs in Nasa, and then either take out 2 Sefer Torah or take out the same Sefer Torah and roll back. And laying Parsha Shmini, Tzav Shmini, Tazriya Mitzor. You can lay every week, you can lay the Parsha Shavua, and then make a Hesofa and lay. Especially, let's say there was a Bar Mitzvah boy from a family in the community, and everybody likes the family. The boy feels devastated that he practiced his Sedra for a whole year until he got it straight, and now he wasn't able to lay the Sedra. So if the Balabatim agree, if they don't agree, so Mistama Mikra, then you can't say the Mukhiv to make Tashlum. because the Magen Avraham says not so. So Nich Mechuyev in the Shari Ephraim says they're not Mechuyev because they never gathered together. Nish is Nish. But if they agree, they want to make the boy happy, so then you can take out two Sefer Torah. And then, if it'll be too difficult to get two, so laying the same Sefer Torah, give seven aliyahs in the Parshas HaShavuot, whatever it's going to be, Bamidbar, Nosav, Aloyscha, whatever it is, and then laying either the whole Sedra that the kid was supposed to lay, or whatever the Balabatim will agree to make him happy, laying the half a Sedra, and that'll be the Hoysafid that you're laying at the end. Yeah, whenever you're laying from two Tosfos, writes there in Megillah, whenever you're laying from two different, that same Tosfos, Amchav Gimel Amanal, whenever you're laying from two different Sifrei Torah, so the minig is that you always say the Haftorah, Minyana Diyama, what's Minyana Diyama? So sometimes in Yana, let's say next Shabbos in Yana Diyama is Macha Chodesh. Okay? Sometimes in Yana Diyama is Tlas de Poranusa, Sheb de Nechemta. Okay? In the days of the Bali Ataisis, they had a minig, the Ramos still quotes it, that when there was a Chos in the Shivis Me'amishta, they were laying the Haftorah of Seisosis. That was in Yana Diyama. It didn't have anything to do with the Parshas. And when you don't have a chasen, you don't have macha chodesh, and you don't have sheb din achemta, etc. But then usually in Yonah Diyama is something relating to the sedra. So in the days of the Tanaim, whoever was given, whoever the Gabbai gave mafta to, had the right to pick whatever nevuah he wants to, as long as it has a shaychus with the sedra. So if you're learning from two different svarim, or let's say learning parshas by midbar, then you're going to go back and learn parshas shmini. That was the kids by mitzvah sedra. The whole Shmini, a half of Shmini, there's really a separate Kriya. It's not like it's not like one long Kriya. It's a different place. So then Tosfos says, you say the Haftorah that's connected with the second. Whenever you're learning from two different Kriyas, so the Haftorah should be related to the second one. That's what Tosfos asks the question, how come we have a practice in the Tur, in the Beis Yosef, it said this was introduced in the days of the Gaonim. We have a practice that... we take out the second Sefer Torah and you learn the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas. So Tosfos says, how come we don't do that every Shabbos? We should take out a second Sefer Torah and learn Eliyahu Mashabbos Neklos Ben Hashanah Tmimim from Parshas Pinchas. So Tosfos gives a few different answers. So one of the answers is that it would get very boring. Every Shabbos you're going to have the same Haftorah because the practice is that you say the Haftorah that's connected to the second Kriya, not to the Parsha, the first Kriya. To the second Kriya. So the second Kriya is going to be B'yam HaShabbos every single Shabbos, every single week. So you're going to say the same Haftarah. How many sections in Tanakh, in Navi, do you have to say a Nevuah where the Navi talks about Shmira Shabbos? That's, yeah. So you see from that Tosfos that whenever you learn two different Kriyas, you the Haftarah should be connected with the second one. Very good. Okay. Have a nice day. Have atzlocha on the finals.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Thank you.
What if somebody goes to, what if when everybody goes back to shul, they lay in the regular sedra, and then the following week, they decide that they want to read all everything that they missed prior? Could they, or because they missed, they skipped that week that they could have, they lose out?
I don't think you lose out. That's like making Hoysafos. Like you can make Hoysafos in two ways. Either you take the Parshas HaShavua, you make, instead of seven aliyahs, you divide it to eight aliyahs, or 10 aliyahs. Or you take another sefer and you're laying a different thing. You can make
so how long? How long do you have? Could you say that 7 weeks later you could go back?
Yeah.
You went to shul for 7 weeks. Yeah. Now you decide to wake up and you want to revert back. You could?
Yeah. Let's say instead of laying all the seven sedras in one shot, you take every week, but there's only one sedra. Yesterday is B'har B'chuk Kaisers. It doesn't really make sense to have Tircha de Tzibur to lay in another seven sedras. So next week will be Bamidbar. So Lane, after he gives seven aliyahs of Bamidbar, Lane back Tzav. And then the next week is going to be Nassau. So Lane Bahaloscha. Lane, say one sedra at a time. You give seven aliyahs on the Parsha Sashavuot. Then you go back and you give an eighth aliyah, a Hoysofer, on one of the Parshas that you missed.
But let's say the first week you didn't lane at all. You just lane that. It doesn't matter. There's no...
It doesn't matter. You can make Hoysofers. You can make Hoysofer to lane something that you're not mechuyif to lane.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Rebbe? Rebbe, so everything's we should be machmir for the Gra if we have the chance? If the kilos are...
In yeshivas, mistamadol be machmer by balabatim. I don't know if it's fair to be machmer because the Magen Avraham is the main commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and even though the Psak and the Magen Avraham is based on the Maramintz is based on the fact that he didn't have the Ozarua, he only had the Aguda who quotes the Bekitzer. Because if you look in the Ozarua, he says beferish. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they made a takana to learn kol haTorah kula every year. Not exactly. In the days of the Gemara, the practice was in Eretz Yisrael that it was a 3-year cycle. So we have the practice in Bavel that it's a 1-year cycle, and Simchas Torah is always Yantam Sheni and Shmini Atzeret. In Eretz Yisrael, we have still old machzorim from Kisvei Yad that they used to have piyutim whenever the Simchas Torah would be on Pesach, so they had a whole bunch of piyutim. Whenever the Simchas Torah would be on Shavuos, they had a whole bunch of piyutim. Every so often it would be on Pesach, sometimes Shavuos and sometimes Sukkot, because it took 3 years. It's a 3-year cycle. So the Lashon of the Ozarua is not exactly so meduyik. He said there was a takonah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu to finish Kol haTorah Kula on the Shabbosim of the year, every year. Not exactly, because in other communities, all of Eretz other practice was not once every 3 years, but still, the takana was to finish Kol haTorah Kula on the Shabbosim, either Shabbosim of 1 year or a couple of years. So it makes sense to make up everything that you missed by Simchas Torah. Once it's ready after Simchas Torah, Farfal, so you started a new cycle. Very good. Yay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Tomorrow, I think we're going to talk about Tzidik Kedushin.